Fred Film Radio.
Joining us at this time is the co-artistic director of the Diagonale in Graz, Austria, Peter Schönhuber, and we're very happy to have him. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a real pleasure, and it's lovely to have you here. We'll be talking about this year's edition of the Diagonale, but first off, I wondered if you could actually maybe start us off by introducing the festival to us a little bit. Maybe tell us about its history and mission statement, especially for those who are not familiar with it.
Right. The Diagonale is the festival of Austrian film, and it takes place annually in spring, normally in spring. This year we had the summer edition due to Corona in Austria's second city, which is Graz. And the festival's history goes back actually to the 70s. It was founded by filmmakers, and at the beginning it was more or less a festival specialized on the film industry. Filmmakers came not to Graz, but to Salzburg back in the days, and they showed their films there. Since 1998, the festival takes place in Graz, and it's also opened more to the public. And now it's a festival for the industry, for the Austrian film industry, as well as the public. And it's Austria's second largest film festival after the Biennale.
You know, just out of curiosity, from a geographical or perhaps cultural standpoint, what do you think that makes Graz such a perfect place for a festival like this?
It's a difficult question, but first of all, it's maybe a very simple answer. There are cinemas in the city, and that's not something normal in Austria. We have only one metropolis, which is the capital, Vienna. And of course, there are a lot of cinemas in Vienna, but besides Vienna, the situation is really, really difficult. In Graz, we do have the cinemas where the festival can take place.
Is there anything in particular that you would say defines Austrian cinema? I understand this is a difficult question. Is there something like that that you can identify perhaps in Austrian cinema when it comes to theme or style or the industry itself?
I'm not really sure, but from an international perspective, maybe there was an article in the New York Times in the late 90s, and the Austrian films were labeled as feel bad cinema. And that's a label Austria's films still have to deal with. I'm not sure whether it still fits, but of course, there's a certain truth in it, that it's always that there are a lot of films with a certain critical approach, that Austria's cinemas is a kind of an auteur cinema. And maybe that's the more fitting label nowadays. It's a very diverse film culture we have here in Austria. And also the Diagonale tries to show the wide range of Austrian cinemas, from documentaries to feature, also to experimental and avant-garde cinema. And of course, there's a very, very rich avant-garde history here in Austria.
Absolutely.
Linked to names like Peter Kubelka or Tchaikovsky. Yeah, maybe
yes.
That's the...
Yeah. Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting Kubelka, actually. What a fascinating guy. And of course, the Austrian Film Museum, there's a lot of history there. So yeah, I mean, that was just a kind of a fun little question that I wanted to throw at you. But let's get back to the Diagonale. Obviously, you know, this is, it took place, as you said, in the summer. Usually it takes place at a different time throughout the year. Last year, it didn't actually take place, right? Because of COVID-19
yeah.
pandemic. And it took place from the 8th to the 13th of June exactly, with public screenings, right?
Yes. We were able to play in theaters, and we were also allowed to invite the audience to come to the festival.
Yeah, was that a challenging thing to organize after such an extended break? What was that situation like?
For us, the situation was very difficult because for months it wasn't clear whether the festival can take place in theaters in Graz, or we have to prepare an online edition for the Diagonale. And also the regulations changed nearly every week, which was really difficult. Back in January, we planned an open-air festival. Then open-air was cancelled. We had to improvise a lot. So at a certain point, we called it the free chess Diagonale because you had to do a lot of preparations. And in the end, it was always about improvisation.
Exactly. I love that. I do think that a lot of what has been happening lately is very similar to jazz culture in general because of the improvisation, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So it's great that you mentioned that. But so in the end, how many venues were actually involved? Like what did that situation look like?
We were able to involve 7 cinemas, and we also tried to bring up new locations so that the audience has more space to watch the movies. And we also tried to involve the local art scene. So the Kunsthaus Graz, which is always a very important spot for the Diagonale, was part of our festival district. And we also tried to involve concert locations. Although we weren't allowed to organize concerts or parties, but we used them to show music videos and to show films there.
So, that sounds brilliant. So, having said that, I mean, do you feel that people were eager to attend the screening events in person and the Diagonale at large?
Yes, there was a lot of enthusiasm. We noticed, and the audience were really, really interested in not only in the program, but also in meeting the filmmakers again, in being able to talk to them, to have dialogues after the screenings, to have dialogues in the streets. So the atmosphere was really, really good, even though, of course, the festival wasn't a normal or a regular edition like it was the years before. So, of course, Corona was still the main topic, so to say, but maybe not the most important topic. And that's what we wanted to achieve, that there are other topics than the pandemic situation. Yeah.
Peter, would you be able to share them with us? What can you tell us about some of the main winners of this year's Diagonale?
Yes, the main award in the category feature film was given to Evi Romans Hochwald. And then we had a documentary main prize going out to Tiza Kovi and Rainer Frimmel's Aufzeichnungen aus der Unterwelt. And Tiza Kovi and Rainer Frimmel are, so to say, Diagonale long-time winners, because in the years before they also won the main prize with their film Der Glanz des Tages back in 2013. And back in 2010 they won the main prize with La Pivilina. Yeah, so they are kind of all-stars here at our festival. But this new film, which is a documentary about the Viennese 60s criminal, Viennese Strizi scene, is really, really special. It's a black and white documentary and kind of an interview and portrait film, but in their very, very special and own way to make films, as Tietz and Rainer always do.
That's excellent. I think you mentioned Hochwald as well there. And
yeah.
So I'd just like to tell our listeners that we do have an interview with Evi Roman on Fred, if for anyone that wants to check it out. So that's cool. And just looking at the program as a whole, and perhaps even considering times that we have lived in, do you think that it's possible to maybe identify some themes that have been dealt with and explored more prominently by filmmakers in the past while, and that are, you know, therefore also identifiable in the films of this year's program?
Honestly, I'm not sure if the trends we had this year have something to do with the pandemic situation, but what was really, really, what was very dominant this year was that we had a lot of portrait films in the documentary seconds. So a lot of films about different lifestyles all over the world, but also here in Austria. And this was really something special this year in the documentary part of the festival.
Portrait films, you mean biographical documentaries?
Yes.
What were some of these documentaries that were presented? What were the portraits that were presented?
For instance, Eva Maria, a film which also won a prize here at the festival. It's about a young woman who is in a wheelchair, and she wants to get a baby because she has disabilities, but nevertheless she really, really tries to have this baby and to get this baby. And it's a very, very sensitive portrait of Eva Maria, and we were very happy to have this film in the program. Or there was another, like I mentioned, the film by Tiza Kovi and Rainer Frimmel, which is also about certain Viennese guys who are really special in a way. One of the main characters is called the Frank Sinatra of Otterkring. Otterkring is a part of Vienna, which stands for the Wiener Lied, and this was also very, very special in a way. So we had a lot of different characters within this year's festival program, maybe so to say.
A couple of other things that intrigue me about the Diagonale and that I wanted to talk about. Obviously, we're not going to be able to talk about every single thing, but these are just things that I spotted that I wanted to ask you. One of them is the historical special. Can you tell me about this specific strand?
Yes, for us, it's also very important not only to show the current cinema here in Graz and the current film, Austrian films, but also to include a historical special, because as we mentioned before, in Austria, it's not very common to show historic films besides the capital Vienna. In Vienna, we have the film archive and the film museum and a lot of good infrastructure, so to say. In Graz, this is not the case. So every year we try to bring up one historical special, and this year it was about City and Desire under the title Sehnsucht 2021. And it included a lot of documentaries, experimental films, also feature ones who treated with the topic of City and Desire.
Are there any titles that you'd like to highlight from this strand? I'm always fascinated because, retrospectives, but also film preservation is kind of one of my pet loves when it comes to cinema.
Yeah, one title, we were really happy to bring it back to the theater here in Graz and to bring it back on the screen, was Aimless Walk by Martina Kudlacek. Martina Kudlacek is a filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, who is really very influenced by the US avant-garde. She made a documentary on Maya Deren and another one on Marie Mencken. And then she had this really, really wonderful documentary on Alexander Hamid. Alexander Hamid is a filmmaker and a cameraman who was born in Upper Austrian city of Linz. And then he moved to Prague. And then he had to flee to New York. And Martina Kudlacek visits Hamid in New York, and that's what the film is about. So on the one hand, it's a film about a very interesting person within the avant-garde film scene, but on the other hand, it's also a film about New York, and it's of course a city film, so to say, and that's why we included it in the program. We also showed the film on Maya Deren and Marie Mencken by Martina Kudlacek. So our approach is always to combine documentaries, experimental films, and feature films within these historical programs. Maybe that's kind of a Viennese way. We are very influenced, of course, by the film museum and its approach, yes. But that's what we try to do. And that's also the reason why, in the end, also Marie Mencken's short Go, 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 which is a stroll in New York with her camera, was included in an Austrian historic special, although it's an US film.
So another thing that I wanted to mention, speaking of retrospectives, is that I understand that there was a spotlight on the works of Jessica Hausner too. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Right. We planned this special back in 2020, and due to the fact that the festival was cancelled, we weren't able to show her films in cinema. But for us, it was clear that we wanted to show Jessica Hausner's film on screen and not in an online retro. And that's why we decided to bring this back this year.
Excellent. And, you know, again, a little self-plug. We have had the pleasure of meeting Jessica Hausner in the past. So any listeners that want to find out more or listen to those interviews can go back and check them out. She's such a great filmmaker. So it's great that you guys were able to pay tribute to her work so far at this year's festival. To dissect the entire festival would take a long time. But I did also want to ask you something that we haven't really touched on yet, but do you feel like this, the Diagonale is also beneficial to the film industry of Graz, of Austria, but also perhaps in helping the Austrian film industry connect with other parts of the world?
At least that's what we try to. So we try to invite international guests, journalists, but also curators, programmers, and we want to invite them to encounter the Austrian cinema here and maybe to focus on films which haven't been shown international before. So yeah, that's what we try to do. I'm not sure if we are able to do it every year, especially this year was very difficult for us. We were it was hardly possible to invite international guests, but nevertheless, some came, which was really great for us. And we are very happy to see that films which premiered at the Diagonale are invited internationally. And this happens every year, to be honest.
So speaking about the future, then, let's look ahead. It's been a challenging year, but do you think that there are some lessons that have learned from the struggles and the challenges of running an edition of the festival in this year that you will take with you in a future edition of the Diagonale?
Yes and no. Maybe one thing is that we noticed what we have lost the last year when we had to cancel the festival and when we had to prepare an online edition. So for us, the Diagonale, but also film festivals in general, are about public, about dialogues, about getting in touch with each other, about have this certain immediacy. And that's what we have learned. So to be honest, we hope that we will never have to do an online festival again. And that's what, that's what the last year made clear for us.
Okay, so Peter, it was great to chat with you. Thanks very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for inviting the Diagonale to be part of your wonderful podcast.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.